If you're wondering where all this great Christmas music is coming from, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting at iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. This is the Sunday, December the 3rd, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we are featuring, like I said, music of the Christmas season. Plan to do that every Sunday throughout the month of December, with a special program during the last Sunday in December, which will also feature music of the Christmas season. On this last set, we heard Take Six with, we heard Bank Sound Tech Steel Orchestra with God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. Take Six with We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Jason Smith, we tried to find Deck the Halls on that CD, with not on any of the three songs that we played, but we played We Three Kings, Jolly Old Saint Nicholas, and Joy to the World. Jackie Evancho was next with Believe. The Berlin Chamber Chorus followed with Worthy is the Lamb. The Mantovani Chorus with The Skater's Waltz and Good King Wenceslas. And we conclude the set with Reverend Daryl Coley and Vanessa Bell Armstrong and Comfort Ye My People from Handel's Messiah Soulful Celebration album. It's 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Music requests, dedications, prayer requests, praise reports, plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. I'd love to either pray for you or praise God with you, or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone. It's your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work on your behalf. 1-855-915-WMFO. And this is Anthony Evans and What Christmas Means.
Yeah. Once upon a long night, after a hard ride, somewhere in Bethlehem, a baby breaks the silence, sweetly he's crying. I am Emmanuel. Then angels gave him music, shepherds gave reverence, and a message to the land. A widow held and cherished the God who became a man. But oh, Lamb of God, oh Prince of Peace, what tribute shall I bring to worship thee? I have no gold to lay. In all the earth, till they found the one child, the very God child, who ruled the universe. Did they know the ladies, little baby, was God and fully man? And everything they gave him, he himself had made with his hands. But oh, I give you all my soul.
7:17 here on WMFO in Medford, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. The number to call 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. On this last set, we heard Anthony Evans with What Christmas Means, Nicole C. Mullen with Lamb of God, Liz Lee, Chris Willis, and Mike E. with Every Valley Shall Be Exalted. That was from Handel's Messiah Soulful Celebration album. And Diane Reeves, also from the same album, and The Glory of the Lord. Okay, let's get into our When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry. And I certainly need prayer today with the problems with the equipment and not feeling 100% myself, so I'm going to lead off with prayer for me. And here's Richard Smallwood leading us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry with the Lord's Prayer here on Sounds of Praise. Thank you.
every time I call on the name Jesus, something happens. Every time I call on the name of Jesus, something happens. Every time I call on the name of Jesus, something happens.
Say it. Every time I call on the name of Jesus,
oh, something happens. Every time.
Every time I call on the name of Jesus,
something happens. So I call on.
Jesus,
call his name.
Jesus,
call his
Anthony Brown, along with Jonathan McReynolds, Travis Green, and Group Therapy with Every Time I Call on the Name of Jesus, Something Happens. 728 at the Sounds of Praise time. This is the When You Pray, and When You Pray segment of the ministry. We're praying for the Williams family. The Williams family lost a loved one. We're praying that God can bless and strengthen their lives and encourage them during this time of loss and strengthen them to go on and even grow stronger in God because of his ability to minister to them in their time of need. The Williams family who's lost a loved one. And we're praying for Michelle of Medford. We're praying that God can continue to work in her behalf, open doors and make ways for her, continue to touch her body, give her victory, total victory over smoking, and encourage her heart to go on with the Lord, Michelle of Medford. We're praying for AA is in a nursing home. We're praying that God's going to bless and strengthen her and work in her life and encourage her family and friends as well. And work out his plan for her. Maybe be deliverance so she can return home and begin to do the things again that she used to do for the glory of his name. And I was going to pray for myself, but I'm going to praise God. Because he's gotten me through, first of all, he got me through the first hour of the, well, the 1 hour of a Brown perspective on sports. And we're 30 minutes away from the close of this program. So he got me through the first 2.5 hours of Sounds of Praise. And I was contemplating at home that I would stay home today. Didn't feel that well in body. But I had the programs all set up, and God gave me this scripture. There was a scripture where the lepers, Jesus met the lepers, 10 lepers, I believe it was, and he healed them all. He prayed for them and told them to go wash in the pool of Siloam, I believe it was, and then present themselves to the priest. And the Bible says, as they went, they were healed. And to be truthful, I didn't know whether I'd be able to get through the 4 hours of programming today, but I'm gone through 3.5 hours already, not by might, not by power, but by his spirit. So I'm not going to pray for myself. I'm going to praise God for allowing me to get through the program thus far this day. So let's look to him in prayer and in praise. Father, we thank you because you're God and beside you there is none other. And you're continually working in the lives of your people. And we pray, oh God, you continue to minister in our behalf, Lord. We bring the Williams family before you right now. We pray you would cover them with your precious blood, minister by your Holy Spirit in each and every life, each and every individual who knew this individual. Pray that your word and your work by the Holy Spirit would work in their hearts and in their lives, strengthen them, encourage them. Those who don't know you as personal Savior, may they find you as Lord even through this situation, and they surrender themselves to you in your control. So work powerfully in every situation, accomplish every need that is there, fulfill every need that is there, so they might go through this time of loss and come out victoriously because of your presence and your work in and through their lives is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, we praise you for how you're working in her behalf. Continue, oh God, to do that great work. Deliver her totally from smoking. Work in each and every area of her life physically. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord, whatever the situations might be that were there before. We pray for healing and deliverance in your mighty name because you're the same yesterday, today, and you will be forever. And we're looking for a testimony from her of the wondrous things that she's received from your hand. And may she tell others of the good works that she received so they too might come to know you as personal Lord and Savior is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we're praying for A, who is in a nursing home. Father, we pray that you would touch this individual, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Pray, oh God, you would strengthen her, provide for each and every need, minister powerfully in the life of her loved ones. You're able to do more than we can ask or think or desire, since we don't know all the situation. But we're putting it in your hands, because you know, you are the omniscient God, and you know all things. So we're asking you to work mightily in her behalf and the lives of her loved ones as well. And may many be born into the kingdom through all you're going to accomplish in her life through this situation, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And I'm coming praising you, Lord, for myself. Lord, you got me through this far, 27 minutes more to go in the programming. I've been out here since a little bit before 4 o'clock. And not only was I not feeling well, but the equipment wasn't working properly either, some of it. And so therefore, we're thanking and praising you for how you got us this far. And I'm praising you for complete deliverance, touching this body and ministering powerfully in my life, Lord, and even through the ministry and all the things you placed before us to do for your honor, glory, and praise. We're thanking you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in the great and mighty works that are going to be done through Sounds of Praise and all the other areas of ministry that you're opening up to us, Lord, as well as for our business adventures as well. And we thank you, O God, because you're God, and beside you there is none other. And the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I'm claiming that joy and that strength right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and praising you, Lord, for the complete victory you're going to work out in and through my life and the life of the Christian Challenge Ministry and the lives of all of my family and friends as well. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. It's 7:34 here on Sounds of Praise. I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when we're not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can mail it to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And as soon as we receive your information, we begin praising God with you, or praying for you, or praying with someone else. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry, so many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. The number again, 781-648-5158 when we're not on the air. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you, and then I'll bring that information to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many Christians can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. 7:36 here in Sounds of Praise, music of the season, our Daily Bread Orchestra and Chorus, and this is Jesus. Oh, Jesus, joy of man's desiring.
Singing, glory, 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 dutifully prime your modern chimey ringers. May you dutifully rhyme your eve-time songy singers.
Background, we have Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. And there's a possibility that there's somebody out there who had to hear this program today because they're outside of the saving grace and the keeping power of Jesus Christ the Lord. And even though I wasn't feeling well in the equipment wasn't working properly, God got me out here and preserved me and continued the program so that we can give you this opportunity, if you're not saved, to have the greatest gift that Christmas has to offer, that the salvation gift of Jesus Christ the Lord. If Jesus hadn't come into the world at his own volition, knowing that he was going to die and suffer in our place, we wouldn't have salvation. Christmas would be a meaningless event. Christmas wouldn't even exist if Christ had not come. But he came, and he lived that perfect life, and he died that sacrificial death that we could not die, so we might have an opportunity to serve him in spirit and in truth. And I remember preaching a sermon one time at a church that I was a member at, and I said, you're never going to know how faithful I am as a Christian until you find me on my bed, on my back, unable to move, in tremendous pain, but still praising God. But if I'm not, then you know that it was a superficial relationship. But God wants us to have an in-depth relationship with him, so that no matter how the body feels, or no matter how much money is in the bank account, or how little is in the bank account, that we're still praising him, we're still trusting him, we're still living for him, we're still serving him no matter what. Job was that great example in the Bible, where he lost all of his riches, he lost his children, and he lost his health. And he didn't even know what was going on, but he remained true to God. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. And God had put a hedge around him so the devil could do all these other wicked things, but he couldn't take his life until God said so. So that's the information that we have today, that no matter what we're going through as believers in Jesus Christ, if we're faithful followers of him, he's not going to allow us to be tested or tried beyond that which we are able. I remember many years ago in my own life, in other difficult situations, I remember going to God in prayer and taking him at his word. And I said, Lord, your word says you're not going to be tested. You're not going to allow me to be tested or tried beyond that which I am able. But with every test, with every trial, you're going to make a way of escape that I can bear it. And I said, I don't think I can bear it anymore. But your word says I can bear it. I'm taking you at your word. And you know, after a while, God delivered me from that situation as well. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so no matter how my body feels now, I know the day is coming when he's going to deliver me, just like he delivered Job. And the Bible said at the end of Job's life, he was greater. He had greater benefits and greater blessings than what he had at the beginning. And so he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't love me any more than he loves you. And so I'm here today as his servant to let you know that salvation is available to those who will put their faith and trust in him. And if you're not saved, if you will pray this prayer, God will bring about his salvation. Like I said, the greatest gift of Christmas that you can have is to know that your sins are forgiven, your iniquities are pardoned, and you're on your way to heaven. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus and all that it means to my life, because I'm turning from my own way, my old way, to your way. And I'm asking you, Lord, to forgive me of all my past sin, cleanse me from all my unrighteousness, set me on a path that will lead to the glory and the praise that you have for me to give to you, so that others might see the difference and recognize that I've been transformed through the love of Jesus Christ, my Savior. Minister powerfully in my life in the days which are ahead. I know there'll be more tests, there're going to be more trials, but you who have delivered me from sin and set me on the path of salvation, you're able to take me through all these various other tests and trials that I may encounter. And I thank you for victory in advance in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it. And if you've done that, I want to know about it, because I have some material I'm going to send to you, which free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who've given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me if you're not near a phone at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Donnelly, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Donnelly, VB, at Verizon.net. And we'll send that material, like I said, out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. But please don't put off for another day what you need to do right now. Another day is not promised to anyone. And if you've given your life to Christ, we want you to recognize that he has given you his victory. The cross was not the end. The grave was not the end. He rose triumphant 3 days later. And because of that, we are victorious. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Ty Trebet, here on Sounds of Praise.
We are victorious. Nothing can conquer us. We are victorious. That means he makes me win.
Yeah.
So that means I am
victorious. Yes.
And you are
victorious.
And we are
victorious.
The Bible says,
that suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
in the highest.
In the highest.
Oh, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the highest.
In the highest.
I can hear the angels saying,
the highest.